Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, January 22nd, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the expected return of President Robert Mugabe from his annual leave.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the expected return tonight of President Robert Mugabe.
Mr. Mugabe left Harare in late December for the Far East, where he usually spends time during his annual leave. Reports said the first family was in Dubai.
The return of Mr. Mugabe coincides with the demolition of homes along Airport Road in Harare. Mr. Mugabe last year said the homes must be demolished since they were built illegally. So what does the return of Mr. Mugabe mean? Of course, the country is facing a severe food crisis. About 1.5 million, according to the World Food Program, are said to be food insecure. And interestingly, Mr. Mugabe is also planning a big birthday bash in Masvingo. And some residents of Masvingo were saying that it is better for the president to donate the money to the needy. But of course, the ruling ZANU-PF party says it is going ahead with preparations for Mr. Mugabe's 92nd birthday. Gibbs.
What do you think about Mr. Mugabe's return to Zimbabwe? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also follow us on Facebook. We're also on Twitter.
Onguka nasi, tuta utitinge chitarisa nezweku dzoka kwa vamugabe vanga vachitarisirwa kuti vange vasvika nasi muZimbabwe kubva kuhoride kwavanga vari kumabvazuva asi paine nyaya yekuti ko kudzoka kwavo kunorevei tirikuona nasi pane dzimba dzavakataura gore rapera kuti dzinofanira kupwanywa dzeku Airport Road dziri kunzi dzakavakwa pedo nenhandare zvekuti dzinogona kuzokanganisa kana nhandare yendege Harare International Airport yoda kuwedzerwa. Nekudaro kutanga nezuro kanzuro yeHarare yakatanga kupwanya dzimba idzodzo dzakanzi navamugabe aiwa hadzifanira kunge dziri panzvimbo iyoyo. Pane kugadzirirawo kuri kuitwa nebato reZANU-PF kwebavhude ravamugabe riri kuitwa iro musi wa 21 February ndopavachasvika makore makumi mapfumbamwe nemaviri 92 years vamwe kumasvingo vari kuti aiwa dei mari iyoyo iri kugadziriswa mabiko ebavhude yapiwa vanhu vari kuyaura nenzara nekuti sangano reWFP rinotiro vanhu vanosvika miriyoni imwe chete nechidimbo 1.5 million havana chekudya muZimbabwe. Gibbs.
Yevombe zurulani ndaba lingalitona njani tinangapa lo Blessing hayi siyaphila sibili okwamagama sisumeleleke Blessing istom le buya kuthiwa nguJonas simelele sisuluntu Jonas lowu uzazamani lathi si fumbathi sibhakela ye yeah. Khonapha ke zulu kandaba esixoxa ngakho namhlanje sikhuluma ngokuhambo lukamgabe olokubuya ekhaya sizwile ukuthi okwamanje ngasefikile kodwa kakafiki bakhona kade besitsho ukuthiwa ngafika khonapho ngezikhathi songazani sokuhlwile kakhulu kodwa-ke lokho sizwa kuthiwa kakaphenduki ye yeah. So ukuphenduka kwakhe kodwa kungabe kusijona eZimbabwe sibonile-ke ukuthi sokuqalisile ukuthi kudilizwe izindlu lezi eziduzane neHarare International Airport lapho-ke umnumzana umgabe akhombela khona wathi lapha kumele kuwe sibili izindlu so sebekwenza khonokho kodwa ngokuphenduka kwakhe lina likubona ngazani kujoni sibili nxa selikukhangela lina nxa lifuna lingene kathi sikuhlelo nasinombolo 001-202-619-2077 a seventh void.
And I think we have our first guest, Gibbs, that is human rights lawyer, Mr. Dewa Mavinga, who is based in Johannesburg, South Africa. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Evening to you, Blessing, and evening, Gibbs. How are you guys in the snow of DC?
We are doing great, and we are bracing for the snowstorm. It will hit sometime this afternoon in DC, right? Around 3 p.m. Thereabouts until at least Sunday. But, you know, we are survivors. We hope all will be well. But, of course, we want to talk about the expected return of Mr. Mugabe. What does this mean, Gibbs?
That's a question, Mr. Mavinga. What does this mean?
Well, it is really a reminder to all Zimbabweans about the immediate and urgent unfinished business of President Mugabe's succession, which really urgently needs to be resolved by ZANU-PF and by the people of Zimbabwe, so that we avert what is slowly happening now, which is a descent into chaos, as evidenced by the factional fighting within ZANU-PF, which has sucked in security forces, sucked in senior civil servants, and sucked in the media, state media, and others. And also, it has made the government redundant. The government has become really a sitting duck, unable to move forward because of the factional fight, because of the witch hunting. And so, really, this is an indicator that now is the time. Also, look, next month, President Mugabe is celebrating 92 years. And we know that ordinarily, retirement age is 65. And Mugabe, at 92, surely, for any organization that has got the future of the country of Nobel at heart, it is about time that there be some kind of renewal and succession that is clear for everyone to see, so that we have certainty, we have credibility, and we can properly attract investors and people who want to work with Zimbabwe to move forward post-Mugabe era.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. And of course, if you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. The number once again, 001-202-619-2077. Tombo enda kuchivanu, Mr. Mavinga. Tichi tarisa kudzoka kwa Mugabe wa mwaru kuti apana zvinochinja munyika zvakanyanya. Munoona senyaya pane zvingaitika here? Tirikuona kuti nyika yakatarisana nematambudziko akawanda, sekutaura kwamaita mubato ravo ibata murefu bata mupfupi, nekune rimwe divi vanhu vari kuyaura nenzara.
Panofanira kuti pawanike zvinoitika, and unenge kutori kutokumbirawo kuna vamugabe nevamwe vavanotonga navo, navo vatungamiri vekuZANU-PF kuti vedu wee, gadzirisai nyaya yekuti ndiana anotora matomu mushure mavamugabe, kuitira kuti nyika iwane donhodzo, nyika iwane kuterama nekugadzikana, tiende mberi. Iko zvino hakuna munhu angada kuisa mari yake muZimbabwe achiti ngatiitei zvekudzidzana zvemabhizimusi, nekuti havazivi zviri kuitika. Mune mvonga mvonga injake njake mukati meZANU-PF. Njake njake iyoyo yava kuita kuti mapazi ehurumende atadze kushanda basa, nekuti inenge yangova nyaya yekuti ko ndiana ari kunditevera, ndiana ari kuona zvandiri kuita. Saka chikumbiro chikuru ndechekuti basa guru ringaitwa mugore ra-2016 ririno muZimbabwe ndechekutotsvaga kuti ndiani achatora matomu kubva kuna vamugabe, kubato ravo nekuhurumende. Zvadaro zvobunza donhodzo nerunyararo mukati menyika, toziva kuti tirikuita mberi zvakanaka. Iko zvino hapana chinombofamba kana chimwe chete, nekuti vanhu vanenge vachingobatana huro vachida kuti vaswedere padhuze nakuchingoona. Iko zvino mwedzi unotevera vanenge vachitemberera kuti vasvitsa makore makumbamwe nemaviri, 92 years, haasi makore ekutamba navo. Munhu akwegura anoda kuti achipuhwawo mukana wekuti vachizororawo vachinyora zvendangariro vachitamba nevazukuru kwazvimba uko. Ndo basa guru ratinaro kuZimbabwe, hama dzangu.
I think we're joined by right now by Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda of Huddersfield University in London. Dr. Sibanda, good evening and welcome to the program. Are you there, Dr. Spada?
Yes, I am there. Good evening, and thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. And what do you think about the return of Mr. Mugabe? What is it going to change anything in Zimbabwe?
I think we have had this for more than 37 years now. We have known that the president has, for many years, been held captive by the politics within ZANU-PF, and that he has no capacity at all to cause any change in the country or within his party at the moment. That, of course, how he left the situation as in Zimbabwe is what he comes back to, and he's likely to sustain that situation. Of course, he faces a number of problems that he hasn't faced before, including helping his party decide what it will do in the event of his absence to lead both the party and the country. And it hasn't been clear up to now whether or not the president is up to that task. And I think that's the biggest tragedy and also the biggest challenge that he has. And it doesn't seem as though he's going to be able to deal with it.
Mm. Of course, the return of Mr. Mugabe around this time every year coincides with preparations by his party for his birthday bash. And this year it is in Masvingo. And some residents were saying, the president must use funds meant for that birthday and donate them to people who are starving. There was a drought and there's another drought this year. But his party is saying they are going ahead with those preparations in the birthday bash. What is your take, Dr. Spand?
I think the take is that Zimbabwe has become one of those countries that have gone beyond the pale. The idea that those who are rich amongst us must have the funfare, must continue to show off, must continue to enjoy the best of whatever they can get out of the society has become so entrenched, and that therefore the president or anybody in his party is unable to imagine a different situation, a situation in which the president acknowledges that the country is in a dire situation and that therefore funfare must cease until such a time that the country is able to afford those things and that the rest of the population is able to afford those things. We've really come to a position where you could say that Zimbabwe is becoming that society for the few who are rich, a society that is very unkind, very uncaring, a society in which the most important thing is for the few to show off. And you can see this showing in politics. You know, when I was in the Students' Union many years ago, if you put up a poster campaigning with a suit on, you would never get elected. People would say, you work for the system, you're already too rich. These days, it's people with big cars and big houses and, people who probably fly in the air, who just don't use the road anymore, that are looked upon with kindness and as saviors. It is a pathetic situation.
Thank you so much, Dr. Spanda. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7. And of course, on Live Talk tonight, we are talking about the expected return of President Robert Mugabe tonight. Gibbs, tinemuterere kutanga ndimkoma Simba Rashe. Magadi mkoma Simba.
Tiripo magadiyo.
Aiwa isu tiri nani sezvo atataura vamugabe wangu achitarisirwa kuti vapinde munyika nhasi. Munoona sei?
Ndinoona kudzoka kwa kuri nani kuti ndogara kuno ku airport padhuze ndipa Dantsen paputswa nhasa.
Ku airport kwaputswa nhasi.
Ku airport padhantsen pari kuputswa mazuva ano pari kuputswa dzimba.
Okay,
Hatuna kuzoka kwao isu takatasa nebumbiro remutemo weZimbabwe kuti the right of shelter. Zvinorwadza kuona vanhu vari panze vaputsirwa vasina futi pekuti vangapinzwa. Saka tava kuti vakadzoka iyo vakaona that situation vaona kuona kuti vanhu vavaitwa relocated here. uye kuti midziyo yavo haisinyanya kuparadzwa here nokudiwa nokuti ukasvikapo dzimba dzakavakwa sofa zhinji dzacho dzaputswa dzine zaru yakanaka kudarika dzekunoue
ko asi
kaibirthday
nhaye mukoma simba mukoma simba tisati taenda kubirthday
vanhu vari kudonata ndo vari kudonata kakubirthday ravo mugabe saka hatingati kuitwa kwakaipa
mukoma simba tisati taenda kubirthday iyo nyaya yedzimba dziri kupwanywa idzi ivo vamugabe gore rapera ndo vakati havasoda kudziona nekuti vanhu havakavakira pasiripo
vakataura kuti havasoda kuzoona but vari nyaya yekuti zvavasingadi kuzoona one the next step chichoitwa nedzimba dzakavakwa nevamwe vavo vatumwa nevamwe vakutinovaka idzimba idzimba idzi asingapuwi nevanhu vasiri vemupati mabig sharks emupati ndo aipa vanhu dzimba idzodzo idzi
saka poitwa sei takambonzwa kanzuro ichiti ichatsvagira vanhu pekugara hazvina kuitika
kwavari kwanzikwavari kunzwa cho vari kuenda kakutori nevanhu vasina dzimba ikoko vatotoda kupi ivo masinzaro yacho saka vanoati ringori bhora rekurasisana chete
vari kuendeswa kupi mungaziva
vari kuzvarikiswa kusaiti gota fos kwananyanongo but iko kutio nevanhu kudhara
saka dzimba ngani dzamaona dzichipunzwawo imi mukoma simba
kutaura chokwadi ndine imba yandaona about 13 roomd yakatovakwa neshamwari yangu yendotogara padhuze nayo imba yayo yanga yakanaka zvekuti kana kubhoradhero chaiko imba yanga ikwekwidzwa but zvashamisa nhasi ichiwira pasi hapana tasiyiwa makatapira achityana tyana nezvidhina zvese zvimwe zvanga zvakaunganidzwa zvisati zvatanga kuvakwa saka ndingangoti kubva pane airport paroundabout kuuya kuno kuna kiri willing dzimba dzese dzakadzipa line papo kusvika pabrazil pane imba yebrazil murungu dzese dzataura zvidi down
asi kako hurumende kayanga yataura kuti vanhu vabvise zvinhu zvavo vasati vatanga zvekupwanyirwa
notisi iyo kana ikanzi 24 hours basa raitwa nemunhu for 5 months achivaka vachiona vasingatauri then mozovisvika kuti 24 hours ndaona munhu inini achibvisa matiles epamba rori rakamira kuti risakure telmi kuti pa-24 hours ungabvisa matiles ugobvisa zvii ugotakura zvidhina zvinobudirira here pasina futi kwokuti unenge uchienda
saka chivimbo chenyu ndechekuti vamugabe vagadzirise nyaya iyi
zvavachadzoka chekutanga tavafana kuita nechokuno kuti of course vanhu vakati havasoda kuvaona ipapo paairport right but vari kuvaisa kupi
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma simba nekupinda muchirongwa chedu nekuti udzawo kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei munharaunda yenyu
zvakanaka itotenda imime studio 7 tokumbira kuti mungoramba muchingotipawo nhau dzinogusa saizvozvo
aiwa tinotenda ndimunotipasa manyemwe
Shaganak.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs, you heard from Simba. He's we had to talk to him a bit longer because he's where the action is. He's near Airport Road where these demolitions are going on. And he's saying that his friend had built a 13-roomed house which was demolished today. And he's saying that he hopes that with the return of Mr. Mugabe, that will help. You know, at least he will see that people are suffering, you know, their property is being destroyed. And of course, I asked him, it's actually President Robert Mugabe who directed council to demolish those homes, saying they were illegally constructed. It would be difficult to expand the airport, according to the president. But he's saying people are suffering, property worth millions was actually destroyed. And he's saying some of the homes are actually you know, well constructed, better than you know what we see in the plush suburb of Borodio. On Mr. Mugabe's birthday bash, he said there's no problem because you know these are people who are voluntarily donating their own money. So people should not say no. Mr. Mugabe must not have that bash.
What is the umnumzana mapena? E cholo cho ukututeni kulangale ke ematwale north. Baba mapena ungawuchona njani?
Ndiyachona kuti baba lechona njani
guys chole kuhle kakhulu ungaphonga kone cholo chokola
nkonkunzi cholo
ah kunjani nkonkunzi
ah ngiyachisa baba
ye nato daba ungathini maphela
ya si siyabona ukuthi into ziyenzakala but sikhangela ukuthi sikhangela ukuthi sithole abantu abangabusa njengo-president we-Tanzania lo sizabona ukuthi i-Africa iyabe isithuthukile but as it is now sile-challenge enkulu kakhulu e-Africa ngoba abantu bahlukunyezwa benziwa yonke lento. So lekhayela izindlu labo abantu bengayakha njani izindlu bengela maphepha e-council. And kufanele iplan yabo improve i-council before you do it ukuze i-building material, i-building yakho, i-structure sakho. So nabo kona bona bayakha izindlu bengela authority labo. Kule challenge kifo. Ungaspend imali yakho entweni ongaziyo ukuthi uzayithola njani.
Ya, kuyahlupha sibili.
Yeah, you cannot spend your money ongazi ukuthi izaphetha yingathi imali yakho.
Nxa sesikhangela ke ukuphenduka kukamongameli Mugabe, kambe kuyatshintshana, kuyakuqulani sibili zibabo?
Awusazi, awusazakali yathesi.
Kuyaguqukani ukuphenduka kukamongameli Mugabe, kambe kungaguqukani?
Ah, kuyashintsha more, akula nto ezaguquka, ilizwe liphele nzima le. Ilizwe kathesi akula cash ekhona kumabhizinisi. Abantu bathele nzima, liphukulala udlile uyakuthwala nzima. Akula nto ezatshintsha, instead we spend abantu bazaspenda imali eningi. Belungiselela i-birthday, imali leyo ingasolvi lutho. Ingokuthi ebantwini yona imali leyo isisiye emntwini oyedwa.
Ya, kukhanya kuyahlupha sibili. So manje kuthiweni phambilini khonapha ngoba kungahlupha phela nxa kumemetheka kusiya phambili lokho?
Ya, but abantu abakhona badeleki. Loku ngaba-advise, aba-advise-eki. So ukuthi khuluma wedwa ugithi sube. Ngani kungabantu abale ngqondo. Kuyabhala be-advise-ke betshela ukuthi no ilizwe libiswa ngale ndlela. Ma uwumbusi welizwe kufanele ukuthi unakekele abantu bakho, ubabone ukuthi abantu bakho vele i-future yabo ingaphi, i-future elizwe lona lingaphi. So ma ilizwe lingasela future kutho ukuthi sile problem enkulu kakhulu, sile challenge.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu baba Mabhena khona ngapho-ke etsholotsho. Ungadina lokusasa phela uphenduke ngomvulo, sihlangane khonapha njalo nje.
Siyabonga tiwela,
sibongele kakhulu eMabhena baba. So that was Mr. Mabhena in Tsholotsho. You know, you are saying that the world is looking for another Makufuli, you know. If ever there's such a leader who comes in Zimbabwe, many things are going to change. But he says sadly there's no leader of that nature right now. And he says, how did those people whose houses are being demolished build them in the first place? Because he says whenever you're building a house, you need some council approval. But if you just spend your money and just pass, that's it. That's a problem. And the further said that, businesses are really sinking in Zimbabwe because there's no money, circulating around. So it's a big crisis. And he also said that the birthday bash, no, he doesn't approve of it. So it's a waste of money and all those kind of things. And he says for a leader, in a country, you deserve your own leader. If you ever you don't want to do anything, about it, that's your leader. That's how you put it.
Yeah. Let's go back to Mr. Mavinga. Are you still on the line?
Yes, Blessing, I'm here.
Yes, the issue of these demolitions, what is your take?
I think it's unfortunate and improper that demolitions should follow the main pronouncement by President Mugabe that there should be such demolition. There is need for the law to be followed properly in terms of regulations relating to the right to housing and the manner in which evictions or demolitions can be undertaken. And these, in terms of Zimbabwe's new constitution of May 2018, should follow a procedure where there is ratification for an order from the High Court, from a High Court judge. So if there is such things are not there, these demolitions are improper and are a gross violation of the rights of people who support ZANU-PF. As a previous caller has said, these people did not just wake up in this area. They were supporters of ZANU-PF, many of them, who were closely connected and managed to get this place on the basis of political connections. So there is a need to respect the rights of these people and ensure that even in the process of regularizing their stay or their housing, there is no violation of their rights, not even because President Mugabe has said so. And so I think they really need to look at interests and the rights of the people of Zimbabwe. The same applies to the birthday by President Mugabe. Look, in Mashingo province, where the birthday is going to take place, there is a Tope Mkosi dam disaster where 20,000 people are still today living in tents after their evictions in February 2014. And then to have a bash there is an insult to these people. There is need for our government to be sensitive to the plight of Zimbabweans. And to go to Chingwizi and say, instead of a lavish birthday, we are trying to alleviate the suffering of the people at Chingwizi, the 20,000, give them food, ensure that they have got a proper shelter and are properly relocated and given their compensation packages.
Thank you. Gibson.
Yes, Nomuzana Gibson Debele, Kunarege Enkai, Gibson Nyoni, Baba Nyon, Ungao Cholajan. Ye kunjani nyoni? Hayi bichana kunjani lapho khona khona pho?
Hayi kulungile besizwe ngiyathanda ukumdlala kuphela.
Ye akuphosele akuphosa wakho khona pho sizwe baba.
Mina bengizithi futhi ukumangalisa ukuthi kathi manje phela ubaba umgqabe njengobaba wethu ukuphenduka kwakhe uyabe ephenduka ukuzehluleka lokho okwenzakile ukudiliza izindlu. Siyabakhathesi ngikhuluma ngezinto abantwana labo abadilizelwe izindlu abangekade befunde ezikolo. Khathesi umntwana lo uzakhe sesuke uyabe suka ngaphi kwakhona esiye esikolo.
So
angaphila njani umntwana usale egangeni? Umntwana wakhona uphila engumuntu onjani? Bona abantu be-human rights nabe kubona khona lokhu kusenzakala elizweni njengobana sizawuthi abakhona abantu abamele lilungelo loluntu bakuphatha njani khonokhu okwenziwa ngubaba njengobana phela nako bakubona.
Ubona ngani kumele bekuphathe njani nyona? Ye kumele benzeni?
Angitsho ngitshela ukuthi phela bona ibaba lamandla khonokho phela lokhu kungangizibeni babe kwenza mina mbela ngamisho kuze ujengisa amandla akhe phezu kwabanye abantu.
So kumele ukuthi umbono wakho kuphele konke lokho
baba
ubona ngazane kumele kuphele phela ukusebenzisa amandla akhe lokho
khonokho phela. Esifiseni sami ngifisela ukuthi ngabe kuyaphela sibile ndaba lokhu ngangikukhangela kuningendlela ekuningayo. So ngikho khonokho okucina kulapha kangikhuthazi ngabani, kodwa ngithi ngokukhangela kwami ngelihlo lami ngikubona ngani kudali ngabami phakathi kwethu.
Hayi phosakele ukugcina baba Nyoni, phosele ukugcina khonapho.
Mina ngithi ngabe kuthiwa uhulumende wethu uyasizela akami mbijane ndaba abanye abantwana abazalelwa kwizizini ezizinto azidilizayo ngabantu abanyane abanye bakhona balama-8 years abanye balama-7 years umuntu obe-7 years usafikile kambe ngayebona ingakilidilizwa ngendlela ezingaleyo uyabe kuthatha njani.
Hhawu libekile sibili sizwile baba Nyoni. Siza kuthinta futhi ngomvulo kwezinto ungena kuhlelo. Sibongele kakhulu Nyoni. Yes, so Mr. Nyoni is touching on several issues, you know. He says, as father of the nation, is Mr. Mugabe going to come out of the airport and starts laughing at what is happening to the demolitions? And he says, what is happening to the kids that are affected, you know? Where are they going? And all those kind of things. He's very unhappy.
That's the question. Yeah. Of course, Mr. Mavinga, please do stay on the line. And for our radio listeners, we are streaming live, so it does not actually end here. Go to www.voizimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned. Remember to follow us too on Facebook. We're also on Twitter. Stay tuned.